Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, I want to get back and we want to talk about Derek, about some things that are realities that quite often people just brush over. And to my amazement, I guess I'll talk more about it as you share, but just kind of share, you know, about an experience that you were sharing with me. And I know it to be many experiences, but this is your experience. And many people are going to relate to this. I want you to listen to Derek when he begins to talk about this. We're not going to name anything specifically, but we're going to talk about, you know, the incident, you know, and what happened. Tell us what happened with that.
Well, you know, I'm pretty, well, I consider myself pretty faithful in my local church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, I just want Jesus. You know, that's my heart. You know, that's what I come to the house for. That's what I fellowship for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to draw closer to him and stay closer to the vine. And, you know, I've had numerous encounters that would, you know, I don't know how to put it, but, you know, it would turn the babe in Christ, you know what I'm saying, to just go back where you came from.
Many have been turned because of that.
Yeah.
Many have been turned.
I mean, you know, part of my testimony, you know, of where I am now today is, you know, when I was, you know, when I was 17, you know, is when I had my son, you know, and part of my youth group at that time for, you know, maybe about a year, 2 years, you know, and my connection to Jesus, it was strong. You know, I pray, you know, 3 and 4 hours at a time when I'm at home. But, you know, when I'm amongst, you know, other believers and, you know, it's time for the other part of fellowship, you know, the family,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was so vague, you know, it was so faint, you know.
It wasn't family.
No. You know, and
the words were there, but the content.
And I felt like, you know, a part of me was being turned away because it never went past the four walls. It never went past what went on, what took place that night. You know, it was, you know, oh, good to see you.
Yeah.
Oh, praise Jesus. Oh, we're at a church. Oh, it's exciting. And then once it's done, mm-hmm. Okay, well, go over here. You know what I'm saying? We'll see you later.
That's the here, right?
Yeah.
That was so good. I heard that. We're going to come out next week and hear it again.
But, you know, at this point in time in my life, you know, I believe it was a fragile point, you know, but I stuck with God, you know. Youth pastor looked me square in the face, and he told me, he said, you know, I don't know what to tell you about your situation. And I'm like, what in the world are you talking about? You know, you study the word more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think he even studied David, you know what I'm saying? Bathsheba,
right.
And Solomon. We're reading from Solomon. We're reading from David's second son's book, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Solomon Proverbs.
You know, I'm
his
like,
first baby didn't make it. Remember that?
Yeah.
And he tried and cried out to God and all that. It's like, this is we are all flawed. Who are we? You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, go ahead, but yeah.
But you know, he told me he didn't know what to tell me and
he probably is being truthful. He never had relationships. All he has is an organization. That if you do something wrong in an organization, because you'll make the organization look bad,
yeah.
then you got to shun it. But the thing about family is, it's your son no matter what happens.
Exactly.
That's my boy. We're hoping he turns around. That's my girl. You know, everybody knows that's so-and-so's son. And so you can never disown a son. And you can never disown a daughter. But an organization can disown you in a heartbeat.
That's it, you know. I mean, you know, and it was an entire year that went by where he couldn't even look me square in the face. I'm like, you the same person that told me, yeah, you can make it,
right.
And you're gonna do big things. God's gonna do big things. He's gonna do, you know. This is the same fella, you know.
Right.
But you know, in this time period, you know, where I'm growing and I'm still being mm-hmm. nurtured in Christ, you know.
And you have to be empathetic towards the situation. Is that's actually how he was trained. That's probably all he knows. He knows that if he was to do and make those kind of mistakes, that's exactly how he would be treated. And by the way, you know, as I've, you know, grown in the Lord and seen, you know, different organizations who, you know, men, we want to put something, some format, apostolic foundation together to help people, but we can never lift that over God's grace and God's mercy. I always say that we need just enough government that if God was to back up from it, it would fall apart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But the organization, all of a sudden we start protecting the organization and killing the people, you know?
Yeah, I'm sitting there, I'm looking like, you know, at the same time, you know, I'm drawing from you, you know what I'm saying, as part of my fellowship, as part of my family,
right.
You know what I'm saying? At the time, mm-hmm. you know, I kid you not, walked in the man's office, I need somebody to help me stay accountable.
Right.
Okay, well, you can call me, you know, once a week, call no answer. Call no answer, leave a message, call no answer. I'm like, what do you have a phone for? You know? I mean, you told me to call you
right.
to help stay accountable. And to you know, talk to you and to get strong in the Lord, but you're not there, right. you know. But in this time period, mm-hmm. you know, it was incidents like that with just.
Well, you think maybe he was really referring to getting strong in the organization, not strong in the Lord. I mean, seriously, what, right? Yeah. Because in the organization, you didn't meet that organization's, you know, you made a mistake. You sinned, but God forgave you, like you forgave yeah. me, like he forgives everybody that's listening. And then at that point, he restores us, and he remembers it no more. And so Jesus said, if I've forgiven them, you forgive them, and let's move on. Let's move on past that situation. And a lot of mistakes we make is because, you know, the one that was supposed to be speaking in my life was not doing, and if they would have been speaking to me, I would have made a lot less mistakes. If in love, you know, not a teacher situation, but in a love situation, then I would have received from you because I knew that you cared about me and that you were yeah. speaking truth into me. And yeah, but that happened. Yeah, but he's probably was more in the mindset of protecting the organization because, you know, whatever you do to the least of these of mine, you do to him. And so he would send it differently if he was looking from the other viewpoint of he'll be held accountable for how he treated that situation because you were seeking humility. You were seeking accountability. You weren't saying, I'm going to rebel against this. I'm not. You weren't doing that. You were desperately crying out for help.
See, in my heart. I understood Jesus. I didn't understand organization.
Yeah.
Where I come from, you know, we just either you go to church, you do what you're supposed to do, or you're not. Everything's right. black and white.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's the way I grew up to really view things. Mm-hmm. Either it is or it isn't.
Right.
So, you know, just that whole entire experience, man, it taught me to grasp on to Jesus, man, and that, you know, people are going to come and go. You know what I'm saying? But God and God's family is here forever. You know family when
right.
you see them.
Right.
You know, my mom, she has
certain. You feel family
yeah.
when you see them. You can feel it. You know it. And you also know when it's not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's certain people that you can't let in the door because they're not family.
That's right.
You know? And then there are those that you know them immediately when you see them. Yeah, that's family.
Right.
You know, and through this whole experience, I mean, there was another incident that happened.
You got to get this. I want you to listen to this incident. It is shocking. It'll probably be shocking to you, but it's not shocking to a lot of people who've experienced this. And it's a serious indictment to the church. And a lot of the church today is speaking against the president of the United States when the church is doing exactly what he's about to talk about. And the Lord would say, who are you to say a thing about this president when this is exactly what you're doing, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But, you know, a year prior to this, you know, I'm still going through family issues, you know, for almost 2 years straight. You know, every sermon that's being preached is going right over my head. Nobody's connecting with me. Mm-hmm. Nobody's speaking to me. Nobody's following up on me. Nobody's asking me, hey, how you doing? Do you need anything?
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody knew anything, you mm-hmm. know, but, you know, here it comes, you know, I was sitting behind, I was here at a, you know, regular old Wednesday night Bible study. You know, I've been sitting behind, you know, this particular person for almost 5 years straight.
No, wait a minute, you got pews, right? These like wooden pews, so you're actually separated yeah. by a pew, which is like, what, about 10 inches?
Yeah.
And and for 5 years, you sat behind this lady.
Yeah, hands in the air, you know.
You're both worshiping the same Jesus.
Same Jesus, bringing the same Bibles.
Same message, under the same teaching.
Yeah. In the same house, you know, and you know, I'm pacing, you know, in the parking lot, and I'm praying.
Actually, falling on the same floor under the power of God.
Hey, yeah,
by each other, right?
Under the same Holy Ghost.
The same Holy Ghost.
You know, and Yeah, I am. You know, I'm in the parking lot. I'm pacing back and forth. You know, I'm praying. This is my
You're in the parking
routine.
Lot of this, your church gathering place where y'all gather at.
The
building.
And, yeah, the parking lot of the
building.
Of the church or the building. Mm-hmm. You know, and here it is, you know, patrol car.
You're passing back and forth praying.
Yeah.
5 years you've been going to this church. You're part of the family. You're part of the organization, but you're finding out. You thought you were part of the family, but you're finding out you're about to be a part. You're part of the organization. But go ahead.
But you know, patrol car pulls up. You know,
what's the race of this particular lady that was sitting in front of you?
White.
Okay.
And
what's your race?
Black.
Okay.
African American.
Okay.
Well,
they need to know the context of what's happening here.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, patrol car comes up. You know, and we got a call that you were looking into people's cars and somebody was thinking that, you know, you were trying to break in.
Derek, no. Are you serious?
Yeah.
I am so embarrassed.
Yeah.
I am so embarrassed. So your church.
Yeah.
Who called? Who's the one that called? The sheriff's department.
The same lady that I sat behind for 5 years.
5 years.
Long years.
No, you understand now. You got to understand that Derek is not 4 feet tall.
Uh-uh.
He is 6 feet four.
Yeah, 6'4".
6 feet four, 180 pounds. No, a little Josh in there. But think about this. He's 6 feet 4 inches.
Yeah.
He's sitting behind her and in the presence of the body. I'm telling you, this traditional expression that we ended up in does not work. I've been there. I taught there. I've tried to connect there. You don't know the person sitting beside you and that you are missing Jesus. They called the police on Derek.
Mm-hmm.
They called the very same lady and I know there's a lot of people out there.
Yeah.
You're just so merciful. And you are so graceful, and I'm amazed at the people of color who are gracious towards others in the church who do such things and how merciful and forgiving people of color are. It's just like, oh, my goodness. Well, some people get so offended, and I understand.
Yeah.
I understand why they would get offended. But thank the Lord for, you know, the family because – something happened. You know, you actually were part of a true family.
Yeah.
That and it was the family outside the building.
Yeah.
That when they called the sheriff's department to report you, because you must have been looking into somebody's windows.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, what car do I want to steal? I only live like four blocks from the church.
it's really embarrassing, but it's true, and we cannot. This is. I'm telling you, don't think this is an isolated incident.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we gotta get John talking about. One time he was going to put on, he's like, what you doing? And we'll talk about it in the future. But, you know, this spirit of racism has got to be repented for. It's evil. And who are you to speak against our president when you have a racist spirit and you have not repented for that? And first of all, Jesus is not white.
Right.
Shocker. Okay. Okay. So then what happened? A police officer shows up.
You know, he shows up and he said, you know, we got a call. And, you know, he's peeping at me. He's like, hey. Derek, I didn't know that was you. Hey, man, we seen you at the, you know, the next step, father son campus.
Isn't
man.
That cool? Oh, my goodness.
You know him.
So he actually was part of the family. He actually went to the next step, father son campus trip, too.
Yeah. And it was funny. It's like the ushers and other members that knew me had to actually go up and tell her, say, he sits right behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right. You know, that's Derek.
Right.
He sits right next to you. You didn't know that was him? I mean, right. Why were you calling?
Right.
He goes here. He's been mm-hmm. here for 5 years. They explained
right.
this to him.
Right.
Didn't know who I was from a can of paint.
But the police officer who actually was part of the Next Step Father and Son Camping Trips with us.
Wow. See me one time.
God. Uh-huh.
One time.
Isn't that beautiful? That's beautiful on the outside, but the inside of the building kill you, can't it?
Yeah.
We're coming to the end, believe it or not, the first hour.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.